my name is Julia McMeekin. I am the staff organizer for the Great River Area Labor Federation, and I would like to announce the first speaker is Tracy Van Heiden.
Good evening. My name is Tracy Van Heiden, and I'm a letter carrier down in Fort Madison, Iowa, part of the National Association of Letter Carriers, Branch 403. And I am also the congressional liaison for all of Iowa District 2 for the National Association of Letter Carriers. I have had dealings with the Labor Center for at least 18 years. Yearly, every fall, our state association has a fall training. And every year, we book classes with the Labor Center. And they might differ. We don't have the same class every year. We really enjoy having the economics because you would be surprised how many working class folks we have in our labor union that have never been exposed to any type of economic education. They didn't have that in their core education in school, and it's really an eye-opener for them. After this class, they understand not only how working Americans figure into our economy, but how, as a labor union, we fit into the economy as letter carriers and how we are a leg of the national economy. We also strongly support the safety and health class that they give. What we have done with that is it has helped us to incorporate OSHA laws into our grievances, and that has helped us with our regional negotiations with the Postal Service. And it has really helped us put in place programs and new policies that have helped us to prevent heat diseases with letter carriers across our region, which is Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, and Kansas. So the outreach that the Labor Center of the University of Iowa has is not just Iowa. Even though we have people that attend the classes from our state association just here in Iowa, we have leaders that come from out of state as well, and that is used to apply their classes regionally. So the outreach that our Labor Center has is far beyond Iowa, and it is a gem and very, very valued by the National Association of Letter Carriers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, up next we have Jeff Kurtz.
Thank you, Julia. My name is Jeff Kurtz. I was a locomotive engineer for 41 years with the Santa Fe, and then we merged with the BN, became the BNSF. For the last 10 years of my career, I was the legislative director for the state of Iowa, and I have a different take on the Labor Center. I contend that the classes that we started in 2011 have actually saved lives. And I'll give you two specific examples, fairly recent examples. I hope everybody has heard of the passenger train wreck in DuPont, Washington in December. And what probably... It was over a stretch of track that was just built. It was a 15-mile stretch of track. And how they qualified the engineers on this stretch of track was putting up to a half a dozen of them in a locomotive with their backs to where they were going, didn't let them operate the locomotive, and ran them over the territory, which if they would have gone to the Labor Center classes, They would have learned to have argued against that. One of the things that we talk about when we do our labor or our rail classes is qualification, and that certainly does not count as being qualified. And what happened? That engineer took a 30-mile-an-hour curve at 80 miles an hour, and the result of that was 3 people were killed, 80 were injured, and it was a $40 million accident. When it was all totaled up. But I'd like to go just a little bit further into the past. and talk about an accident, excuse me, that happened in a town called Lac Mégantic in Quebec. And what happened there was the engineer, he went off duty, and he did what we call, he tied handbrakes on. It was brakes that aren't operated by the compressed air that are normally operated on, that we normally operate on with the cars. He used those brakes too. A fire broke out in the cab of that locomotive. So his compressed air brakes bled off. He didn't have enough handbrakes tied on. Those cars, 79 cars of crude oil, got away. They parked it on a side of a hill for some ungodly reason. These cars got away. They came into the town of Lac Mégantic. It was only a town of 6,000 people. And they hit a 10-mile-an-hour curve at approximately 60 miles an hour. The result of that was 47 people incinerated. The cost was $200 million, and there's still somewhere around $50 million in lawsuits going on. So the cost of that is probably would keep the labor center going for about 500 years. And I could go into all the rules, all the things we've done at the labor center that would not have allowed them to do this. And I've asked this question before, and I will ask it again. If this, what we do with the railroads is not the part of the core mission of the university, then why isn't it? Thank you.
Okay, up next we have Robert Kale.
My name is Robert Kale, and I'm Vice President of UFCW Local 617 out of Fort Madison, Iowa. And we represent a workforce at Pinnacle Foods, which is the Armour canned meat plants. And it's one of the better places to work in the area. And the jobs at the Armour plant, they pay good, they have good benefits, and it's generally a safe workplace. And it's provided generations of families a pathway to middle-class life and the ability to retire with some dignity and security. And these jobs didn't come about by accident. They were made by, in part, by a professional working relationship between hourly workforce and the salary plant leadership. And this relationship has allowed us to succeed and the plant to succeed. And that relationship was built because of the resources provided by the Labor Center. And generations of workers at the plant have acquired skills from the Labor Center. They need to have a voice on the job and a voice in negotiations. Traditionally, many workers like myself don't come into the workforce with skills to adequately represent 450 workers at the plant. There are no schools with thousands of instructors that are dedicated solely to making sure workers understand their rights and that they're protected by law. But my first visit to the Labor Center was in 2009, and it had a pretty profound impact on me. I was then elected to a position where I'm now able to send our members to this these classes and the university and let them have the same experience. And we have, you know, hundreds or thousands of workers in Iowa rely on the Labor Center for a safe workplace. And unlike many other departments at the university that are dedicated solely to business, the Labor Center's vision is to promote good jobs, good employers, and good relationships. I know personally that my union is stronger, our plant is stronger, and our community is stronger because of what has been provided at the Labor Center. Because of the knowledge our members have gained on how to recognize and correct hazards at the workplace, lives have literally been saved by the Labor Center's work. Safer workplaces, less injuries for Iowa's workforce, lower workers' compensation rates equal a better climate for workers and for business. Who will fill the void if Iowans lose the Labor Center? Who will provide resources to workers to build positive, productive relationships with their employers? We know the university will still provide millions of funding to certain departments that teach businesses how to get labor at the cheapest possible rate. Is it not reasonable to continue to fund the Labor Center to provide resources for a harmonious relationship between workers and employers? Iowa's had a reputation for a great quality education. Now the legislation has implemented tax cuts for businesses, and because of these tax cuts, now a great institution like the Labor Center is on the chopping block. because there's not enough, they claim there's not enough revenue. So I will not turn this back on workers. This is our labor center. We pay taxes to support this. It's unconscionable to cut the center without any input from the people that it affects the most.
Up next, we have Carrie Duncan.
Good evening, I'm Carrie Duncan. I'm a trustee on the Des Moines Henry County Labor Alliance. I'm also vice president of Lee County Labor Chapter. I hold a chief steward's position for production at the Iowa Army Ammunition Plant. I came here this evening to speak on behalf of the concern to close our labor center at the University of Iowa and express the detriment of the loss of educating our Iowa citizens now and for future generations of Iowans that are yet to come. Myself and other labor workforce here in Southeast Iowa have attended a surmountable number of classes offered through our labor chapters and labor alliances throughout the Great River Area Labor Federation. These classes have been taught by your highly educated, compassionate, and most pragmatic University of Iowa Labor Center staff. They don't just do their jobs 100%, they give their 200%. I equate the very presumptuous idea of closing the University of Iowa Labor Center as a concept of the pit and the pendulum. So I ask you this question. Why would the University of Iowa administration want to swing the pendulum to demote labor education by closing the labor center? As I shall refer to it as a dire situation to oscillate between one extreme and another, that extreme being the pendulum of labor. We are the Iowa workforce of which would be thrown into a pit if our valuable resources of enhancing our labor education were to dissolve. Labor has been the backbone of this great state and our country. We ask that your decision to close the labor center be morally contemplated. After all, your labor staff has enhanced thousands of lives here in Iowa and the surrounding states. Let the pendulum of labor education continue to swing to promote valuable education, to promote justice, respect, and dignity in the workplace for working class people throughout our state, led by invaluable teachers from our University of Iowa Labor Center.
Okay, up next we have Bruce Shaitlin.
Are we putting you to sleep, Tom?
Yep. It's going to get better, too, Bruce, I'm sure.
I'm Bruce Shaitlin, a member of UAW Local 1237, Champion Spark Plug. I was there until 2016. I served as the union president, vice president, then union president. I first attended classes in 1995 at the Labor Center. At that time, it was Clara Olson and Roberta Tilritz, I believe, that was instructors up there. It was a, be honest with you, I thought first it was a good reason to get a week out of school, out of work, right? But as I quickly learned, there was too much expected of us to take back, a lot of information to soak up in a week to use in our plants. One, collective bargaining, grievance handling, FMLA, ADA, work comp, all that stuff, all comes in there. One thing I did learn is that workers do have rights. Under the National Labor Relations Act, we have rights in the workplace. Workers, they don't like that. We negotiate good wages in our facilities. We send a lot of our people up there, union stewards for training, committee people for training. They're a valuable resource when we need answers to questions that we don't have. One thing as a grievance handler, you learn out real quick. You're not only the investigator, you're also the lawyer when you go and argue the case for those folks that are in there. As long as business has classes, schools, they're putting out real jerk members for our business associates. I think we need a labor center in order to educate all the members, or all the public and all the members out there, so that there are avenues for us to take, that we do have the rights in the workplace and that we need to be funded. The funding for this is minute, I believe, compared to what the overall school, what they spend in that school. We pay the university college coach a significant amount. Maybe he can take a little cut pay. Who knows? The skills at the Labor Center have been invaluable to me for many reasons. One, to help the members there, but now since 2016, I have been put on international staff. I negotiate contracts across the state for the UAW, and I owe that part parcel to the Labor Center. So thank you.
Okay, up next we have Cody Graham.
How's everybody doing? I was asked to talk. I was not really a talker, so this is just kind of something I came up with myself. I was reading the mission statement of the University of Iowa Labor Center, which opened its doors in 1951. It states that it's a bridge between the university and the labor community. I want to highlight the word community. Community is defined as a feeling of fellowship with others as a result of sharing common attitudes, interests, and goals. As many of you know, the Labor Center pushes unions. I'm a proud union member of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. But let's take unions out of the equation for a minute, since Iowa is a right-to-work state, which happened in 1977. The Labor Center offers classes other than union classes. They offer leadership development, public policy, labor history, employment law, etc., etc. The list can go on and on. If you notice, all these classes have something in common. They teach accountability. Accountability is defined as a person, organization, or institution required or expected to justify action or decision responsibly. So one could say the Labor Center is not only educating people of the working class, but it is also making them accountable and responsible individuals, which not only helps the student with potential personal growth, but also helps the future employer with a responsible, well-educated workforce. If you notice, when I first started speaking, I brought up the Labor Center has been around for 67 years, of which it is a spot for me and the working middle class person. In closing, I want to read you the mission statement. In the end, I want you to guess who it is. In pursuing its mission of teaching and research and service, the university seeks to advance scholarly and creative endeavors through leading edge research and artistic production to use the research and creativity to enhance undergraduate, graduate, and professional education, healthcare, and other services provided to people of Iowa, the nation, and the world, and to educate students for success and personal fulfillment in a diverse world. To me, that's exactly what the Labor Center does each and every day. They uphold the University of Iowa's mission statement. Thank you.
Okay, up next we have Lori Walker.
Good evening. I'm speaking more from a personal note for what the Iowa Labor Center has done for me and for our local. My name is Lori Walker, and I'm the union president for USW Local 444L in Keokuk, Iowa, working for Hinojosa Automotive. I have been employed there for almost 30 years and have been a union representative for almost 24 of those years. I came to work in 1988, newly divorced and the mother of two small boys who were dependent upon me for everything that was important to them and the necessities of life. I knew this job was my way out. As I continued on my career path, I've seen many violations of contract, labor laws, and especially safety. I knew about union because my parents are retired union members, but I really didn't understand how the union worked to help people. When I had my fill of watching my coworkers constantly being under attack and not many people to help is when I changed the direction of my life. I never thought in a million years that I'd be standing here today speaking with you. I never thought that I would be the first female union president in a facility that was predominantly male. I never thought that I could have a voice to help represent people when they are in trouble and needing help. I never thought. All of these thoughts never would have happened had it not been for the great union mentors along the way, like Jerry Kearns, who is also our retired union steelworkers staff rep. These thoughts never would have happened had it not been for the education that was afforded to me through the University of the Iowa Labor Center. They have taught me about labor history, labor law, FMLA laws, workers' comp laws, and that is just the tip of the iceberg. The biggest thing that the Labor Center has given me is the confidence to stand in front of a room full of people and speak from my heart and mind. The University of Iowa has got this all wrong, and they need to upright this decision to close the Labor Center. This is nothing more than a mean-spirited way to attack unions and working families of Iowa and bordering states. To be a publicly funded university that would dismantle a great program like the Labor Center, which has been established since 1951, most days is beyond belief to me. The Labor Center is an essential resource for Iowa working families, whether it's about labor law, public policy, labor history in Iowa, and so much more. The university needs to offer a path to a degree program through the Labor Center as a way to bring more students and revenue to the school. This decision will affect thousands of workers throughout the state of Iowa and thousands more from bordering states. The education that is learned through the Labor Center is brought back to union leaders and co-workers, helping to make our work environments better and safer. The University of Iowa made a decision to close the Labor Center and hijack those funds that had been slated for the center for many years. After a meeting with Kevin Washburn, the Dean of the College of Law, and being told that union members could all donate $2 each to fund the Labor Center, or fundraising could be done in our communities to help offset the cost, I knew we were in for one hell of a fight when the dean told us that he could turn out another lawyer with the money of the university that the university hijacked from the Labor Center. What's to say this couldn't be a labor lawyer? There was no input requested from the Labor Center employees or input from any other sources that use the Labor Center, such as state leaders, the labor community, the state of Iowa, faculty, or students. How the University of Iowa can be so calculated and how they make decisions that affect thousands upon thousands of people is outrageous at best. You have literally turned your backs on those that depend on the Labor Center. We will not go quietly, and this isn't over by a long shot. Trust me on that. Thank you for educating me and finding my voice, because I'm going to use it very strongly in the weeks and months ahead. Your tyranny, or their tyranny, will not go unnoticed. I have grandchildren that live near the university and can hear the roar of the Iowa Hawkeye fans from their home. They have dreamed of being Hawkeyes fans or Hawkeye students and attending the University of Iowa for many years. If the university goes through with this and closes the Labor Center, they will not be Hawkeye fans. They will become Cyclone fans. They will only be the start, because all the Hawkeye items we currently have will become trash and a heap to be burned. That flag will never wave again, and we are not going quietly. Thank you for your time.
Okay, up next we have Chad Reckling.
Good evening. My name is Chad Reckling, and I am the president for Iowa United Professionals Local 893, Sublocal 7, which represents the Southeast Iowa portion of social workers for the state of Iowa, child support recovery unit workers, DNR field biologists, and vocational rehabilitation specialists, as well as correctional counselors. My first encounter with the Labor Center was with Matt Glasson, who everyone here in the room probably knows is an incredibly talented and gifted teacher who has extreme knowledge in labor history, labor law, and is a great resource for those workers sitting behind me. I also attended stewards training, which is, again, an excellent training for those coming into the profession to represent workers and their workplace rights. Basically, what comes down to, as all of these people prior to me saying before, education. It's an educational body that's just an arm of an educational university where it's housed at. And it's a great knowledge and database for us as union leaders and representatives to seek out and ask questions for so that we can get back to members about the greatest thing that we can hold dear, and that's worker representation. It's very important, especially in today's political climate, in funding parity, in terms of, you know, I'm sure the university would balk at, you know, not wanting to fund any more of Papa John's Business Administration building, but yet they're willing to take away a measly funded labor center. It's especially important these days to have that education for us labor leaders in the workplace so that we can protect those worker rights and make sure that they're enforced. Because I guarantee you, if you give supervisors and management a yard, they're going to take it a mile. And that's been seen since we have had our collective bargaining rights completely shelled in February of 2017. In fact, a good example of that is as soon as July 1st of 2017 came around in our workplaces, our bargaining contract said we could have a 2x2 bulletin board to represent union interests and that type of thing. The day that July 1st, 2017 came out, there was offices that took those bulletin boards down. They didn't want to have that information out there. It's just a small little example of how we've got to continue to represent these workers, these men and women of the state of Iowa that continue to keep the state running, and it's very important that we continue that educational outreach that this center provides. Thank you.
Okay, and then we have Gunther Anderson. My name is Gunther Anderson. I am the Chief Steward, Vice President of United Food and Commercial Workers, Local 617. I work with Robert, who spoke earlier. There are thousands of people in the state of Iowa who work round the clock, just like I do, to make sure that jobs, menial labor jobs, are something that can become a career that you can not only thrive in or retire from. The University of Iowa has put out the information that the reason they've chosen to close the Labor Center, among others, is that they can't justify funding programs that don't benefit their students. And I don't know if this is disingenuous or a display of ignorance on their part. Because who do they think their students are? Their young adult students who attend these classes were raised by parents who grew up in working class jobs that the University of Iowa's Labor Center has helped improve over the last 70 years. Their adult students are people who worked up until the point they decided, hey, this job has allowed me to afford to go to the University of Iowa. There is an employee that recently came to our plant because her son has decided to attend the University of Iowa, and because she has a union job to come to this area, she's going to be able to afford to finance his tuition, pay for his books, pay for his dorm. They're cutting off their own head here. If they don't allow the people who attend their university to afford to attend their university, then no one's going to be able to attend their university. Economics is all they care about, so I just thought that apparently they need pointed out to them why they can't afford to cut the Labor Center. Thank you.
Thank you.
That concludes our speakers for this evening. Would anybody else like to share a few words?
I'm Kai Duttlinger, President of Burlington Firefighters Local 301. I'm State Vice President of the Iowa Professional Firefighters. I know most of you sitting here up front. The Labor Center, in the 25 years that I've been in the fire service, the Labor Center has been there for the fire service from day one. I got involved in the union early in my career, started attending classes. I actually worked with the Labor Center right now on behalf of the Iowa Professional Firefighters. We put on an educational seminar every fall, and I've worked with Matt for 3 years. I took the job over of planning it. So the Labor Center does great things for us on that. It's very cost effective. We've sent local people from here in Burlington to classes. I've gotten the Burlington Police Department involved in sending some of their people to classes. So just on behalf of the 1,600, just over 1,600 paid firefighters in the state of Iowa, we really value the Labor Center. We value the input from the staff. We value the fact that we can call them with a question and they will answer it for us right on the phone. We don't have a delay of waiting usually. So I just think that, as I'm sure most everybody in this room does, this is just a political way to try to destroy unions, and they don't realize that the Labor Center affects way more than just the unions.